Quiet, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be quite sure that an aeroplane will fly over any moment now. But with that exception, can you hear me?
Yes.
Jolly good. Well, now, I'm delighted that by the merest chance, Gwen Witheridge is here, right holding Margaret's hand, because it was she who alerted all of us to the fact that Morris was to be 90 on March the 28th. And there was a general, well, I told you it was an aeroplane, and there was a general reaction of surprise on everybody, for everybody that I met. 90? Can't be. 85 perhaps. But since then, the national coverage in the press and the local coverage in the Surrey Advertiser, I think, will have dispelled any doubts that any of us had that you are, as they say, a very young 90, sir.
You mustn't believe what you're reading in the paper.
Now, this is a little birthday celebration, and birthday celebrations usually have a cake. And we do have a little cake for you. And without further ado, I would like, in fact, the cake to be produced. So for starters, we have a cake, Andy. It's got his approximate age on it. It has various signs to do with Albury and the things that he has been involved with.
That's the pigeon house there, actually. That's Albury Pond. It looks a bit like Dougal, but anyway.
Look at mine.
Oh, yes, yes, I see that.
Can we have the, can we have the other?
Bob,
got it there, right?
Now, that's just the beginning. Just the beginning. Because, Morris, we are all enormously grateful to you for all the things that you've done for us since you came here. You are, of course, an eminent writer and a naturalist, a great distinction. But to us, you are the inspiration of so much that has happened in the village in the way of conservation and enhancement of this lovely area in which we live. And it was because of this that we felt we would like to put together an album of pictures of things that you have been involved with in Albury, the old church, the Monty Memorial, the Pigeon House above all, perhaps, or perhaps above all, Western House, and perhaps above all, Margaret. figures in the book. Now I know they will be cross with me, but there are always one or two people who work very hard on these things, and just as Fenny Peake has decorated this cake most beautifully, and I deliberately mention her name because there's a lot of work, so Bob Caspard and Bertram Caton have worked very, very hard in putting together this volume, whose preface I'm going to read aloud to you. It reads, "To Morris, with affection, to mark your 90th birthday, from your many friends and admirers in Albury. This album comprises photographs depicting the results of your inspiration in conserving our village." Now, the last thing we want to do is embarrass you. So, just to make sure that you know whose it is, there is embossed on the back the name Morris Burton, so you don't lose it. So, Morris Burton, may I present you with a very small part of This Is Your Life, but to us, a very significant part. Up he gets up.
Thank you.
A stick.
Yes, thank you.
And I'll take it from you for the moment. Yeah. But I think before we allow you to speak, if you who are going to speak, we would all like to raise our glasses and say very many happy returns of the day to you.
Happy returns.
I shouldn't speak.
What did you say just a moment ago?
I said you're a very good fellow. I said this in your life. We're very, very fond of you.
Very kind of you.
Preach, preach.
Ian. Oh, hello. How glad I am to see you. Didn't think you'd be coming.
Yes, he's here.
Well, I'll tell you in a loud voice, as loud as I can conjure. I had an idea that I should be asked the stock question. How does one live to be 100? And the real answer to that is, well, it just happens if you're lucky. And that's all there is to it. But I'm going to make a feast of it, because I have a little, what is it called, a gimmick. People coming into my study occasionally catch me in the act of conjuring with pennies. And it's done this way. I make a pile of 10 and a pile of 10. I lift a penny off one pile and put it over there, and I say, that's one. One breath, deep breath. And there are 10 and 10. And between them, they make 100 deep breaths. Now, the idea of having these pennies is that you can't keep count of how many you've breathed. Before very long, you start off all right, 1, 2, 3, etc. Before you know where you are, you've lapsed into a brown study. You've forgotten how many you've already counted, and altogether it goes haywire. So, I go, one lot is 10, and one over here, marking that. And so I go on until that 10 has gone through the hoop 10 times, and this one is made up of single ones to the number of 10. And anybody coming in and seeing me at this, I know that they're saying to themselves, he must be Barbie. Now, they're probably quite correct. But I'm going to try and explain what this is all about. And I said to my secretary one day, do you, when you see me doing this, think I'm Barmy? She said, yes, I did. And we had a bit of a giggle over it. And the next person I saw, I explained it all over again. I said, do you think I'm Barmy? Yes, I did think so. So if you see, come past my window and you look in through the window and you see me with two piles of pennies here, that's how to live to be 90. Deep breathing. Deep breathing. Very important.
You've got to get the pennies first.
So, no, I can't offer you anything better than that in the way of speech, but if you really want me to continue, I'll try. Thank you very much. Thank you one and all for coming, going to the trouble of coming here. And it really is mildly embarrassing, you know, for a modest person like myself. It takes a little sustaining. And then, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well done. Lovely.
Nearly put my chair away.
Morris, people haven't...